You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
Bring it on. If you're tired of being spoon-fed politically correct cabin every time you turn the radio on, join Corp Reynolds for The Shooting Bench here on the Just Measures Radio Network for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
The folks thought he'd call a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie. For you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe, comes you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, American man.
God bless America.
I'll be an American when at least I know I'm free.
American girls and American guys.
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, I like pussy.
get a pelly.
I love that welcome on Friday nights. It is Friday. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is the 7th of November, and we got 2 hours here of all, well, pretty much country music. It's the way it is, babe. Sorry. let me see. Let me get my mind back on track here. This night is going to be dedicated to Concretin and Minnie. And let me see. Let me think here a minute. Who else we got? That's all I can think. Let me see who all we got in the chat room before I get carried away here. By the way, while I'm looking, remind you guys in Arizona, that, hey, Hawthorne's in there. Or he was. Looks like he just popped out. Solar Steve. Let's see, Concrete, and I can't find all the ones I'm looking for there. T-Dog's pretty close. Anyway, let's, all you guys in Arizona, remind everyone that there's a survival rendezvous going on in Young, Arizona, starting tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'll be speaking in there tomorrow at 3 and Sunday at 10 and again at 7 p.m. and maybe Monday. Not sure yet what's going on Monday there. So, Hotshot says a full moon. I can see we're going to have problems tonight. Well, that's just the nature of Friday nights here. So, let's kick this thing off here and you'll see why. Won't take you too long to figure out why this is going to be dedicated to Minnie and Concretin. And
she always wanted me to go to Texas, but I told her Texas ain't no place for me. But to tell the truth, I was too afraid of Texas. And the big wild Texas cowboy's memory. She said everything was bigger and better in Texas. Mentioned Dallas, and her face would start to glow. Fort Worth is where she met her second husband. She never did say why he let her go. She talked a lot about Texas and the warm west wind blowing through her hair. She talked this time tomorrow she'll be there. Monday night she came down with the fever. Tuesday she was babbling in her troubled sleep. She was crying and asking why he had to leave her. And Texas was the final breath she breathed. She talked a lot about Texas and the warm west wind blowing through her hair. She talked a lot about Texas, and this time tomorrow she'll be buried there.
Together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Across Texas with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view. And with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Across Texas with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to looking back, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys.
This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bot, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me. In your high society, you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building homes. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs, Jerry Jeff train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
My transcendental meditation. Texas is a place I'd really love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. Therefore, I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died.
Rights at Risk, that song a while ago reminded me of Evanston, Wyoming, just on account of we used to, it was new at the end when I was working on the rigs up there, and we had listened to it on the radio every 10,000 times a day. Got to where I couldn't stand it anymore, but every time I hear it, I think of Evanston, Wyoming. Never fails.
T for Selma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Ole, ole, ole. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to talk. Lord, Lord, if you don't want you sure don't have to talk. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, oh. best is done, just as long as I'm called. I'm gonna shoot for Selma, just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Sing 'em, boys, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that round that stole away my gal. Water and sleep in a hollow log, than to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, lady, lady,
Gave up. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
I've been sent to spread the message.
God bless Texas.
There's a girl in Texas. came with the Zazzlewell. Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old crack midnight bell. Then the lights were down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began twos to roll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Broke my leg in Santa Fe. my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
This may be one of my favorite songs about Texas right here. Love this song. If it comes up here. Come on.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I love that town, but I just couldn't stay.
As I walk As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped all in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o' me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. Go fetch me some water, a cool cup of water, to cool my parched lips, then the poor cowboy said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, had gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done
town that's gonna miss me anyway. This old money making's taking all the time I have to play. Mama, hush your mouth, I'm headed south, way down Texas way. Way down Texas way, they play good music every night, and a dance hall rings with laughter till the early morning light. When them cowboys get through picking, there's not much that's left to say, but you can really have a good time, honey, way down Texas way. I am told, so I best be on my way now, or I may not ever go. Ain't no need to be a begging me to stay just one more day. This old wild goose is cutting loose way down Texas way. Way down Texas way, they play fiddle music every night, and a dance hall rang with laughter till the early morning light. When them cowboys get through picking, there's not much that's left to say, you can really have a good time, sugar, way down Texas way. Way down Texas way.
each other.
Still here's my broken song of love.
Ah!
Moon and all your splendor, no only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Slips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love. Broken song, empty words I know. Still live in my heart all alone.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was love of Texas and my rearview mirror. Mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was love of Texas and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Hollywood moon didn't smile, the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth. And no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in a song. I still thought happiness was love of Texas and my rearview mirror. Mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning,
I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer. And the vision is getting clearer in my dreams. And I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my
Texas. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls. pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas way.
I'm going home to see, though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled.
Soul from hell. She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose in Texas. She can make a man a king. She knows the dues I've paid, and I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed.
You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride, but now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell. I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul.
Okay, there you go. I've had all the Texas I can stand here for a little while. So, but Pumpkin Cat, if she's still in there, said she could only think of a couple of songs about Michigan, and that's why we didn't choose Michigan tonight, or Iowa or something. There's just not too many out there. The songs about Texas that we played is about 20% of what's out there. There is no shortage of songs about Texas. But Pumpkin Cat, if you're still with us, here's one about Michigan.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl, in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman. And not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen ground to hold. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love,
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history.
Her dad met me
in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, with the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed.
Pumpkin Cat, I didn't know you were a Michigander to start with here. So since we got two of them in the house, we got one more song about Michigan we'll play for you.
Sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister, and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home.
Freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride, go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind.
I wanna go home.
In the process here of trying to put you, I found about, let me look here for you. talk not down having songs about Michigan. I found probably 75 or 100 songs here from various. There's one from Kid Rock, various artists about Detroit. Detroit only, not Michigan, just Detroit. And there's probably pretty easily 100 of them on here. There's one from Blue Oyster Cult. We won't be playing that, but there it is anyway. So, huh? Amy finally had to throw in her two cents worth here. Tell me that was a good band. And I respectfully disagree. But thank you for your input. Let's see here. Oh, a little earlier, we had some Jimmy Rogers. And there's a couple of other ones here, and some of you know this, some of you don't, but just so you'll know, when somebody mentions Jimmy Rogers, you'll have an idea of some of the music he done. We're going to play two or three of them here by Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb.
This is my favorite.
Honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb. One sweet fall and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a little wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I guess every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there, and he put it all in a little old honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
All right, Wrights, you asked for it. Me and Hotshot got something going here with Jimmy Rogers, so this is another one that I like by Jimmy Rogers a whole lot.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Sweet wife, I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of our life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than the wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married
because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
All right, one more real quick by Jimmy Rogers. A little change of gears here, and time too. Same guy though. Okay, that's enough, Jimmy Rogers.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. Big loud whistle as it blew and blew, said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. their engineer take that throttle in hand. This rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind and put me there on time and keep rolling on. You just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price. Cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy. But your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. Cause Clifton Flowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers, if a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Flowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips, are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers, if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers, if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna...
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl.
said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work, said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bad 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man, and he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the Bad 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bad 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute.
But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
You know what, we're getting close to winding down here, but they just, I am absolutely crushed that they don't have music like this anymore. We've got to, sometimes got to search far and wide and look kind of deep to find some of this stuff. And I'm very grateful to have grown up during a time when this was everyday stuff. I mean, you turn the radio on and there it was. You know, no matter where you was or what you were doing, it was always available. And it seems very sad to me that we have to just about fight for it anymore.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. These things beset us, he doesn't forget us, he sends down his love on the wings of a dove. Many days he searched for land, in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a wings of a dove. On the wings of a
We had a pretty good little dialogue there. I was going to, if I could type fast enough, I was going to put something there about my mom had a cat named Dusty, and Charlie ate it, which was the dog. No, just kidding. But it's a good idea anyway. But she really did have a cat named Dusty. That's for real. That's the cat that I was sitting there talking to my girlfriend one night. It was dark as the inside of a cow, and I was sitting on the edge of the coffee table. And nobody around me, deadly quiet in the house, and all of a sudden I felt something just stabbed right in the middle of my back, and I didn't know what it was, and I just reached around, grabbed something, and threw it as hard as I could, smashed it up against the wall. Well, it was Dusty. And for whatever reason, in the middle of the night, she just jumped up all 4 feet, landed right in the middle of my back, and I didn't have any idea what it was, scared the hell out of me. And I just grabbed a handful of hair and threw it as far as that cat looked like a cartoon cat. Just hit the wall, blap, and just slid to the floor and waddled off to the bedroom. And from that day forth, that cat never let me touch it again. When I walked in the door, it was gone. It's, I guess that's just what happens. Yeah.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Well, guys, I've got a long ways to drive tomorrow. Got to get up early and go to that survival rendezvous, and I got to have my poop in a group when I get there. Got to go and show off a little bit. So, rights at risk. Yeah, my mother was, still is, a tremendous Charlie Pride fan. Good grief, we went and saw Charlie Pride something like 6 times, I believe, at the New Mexico State Fair in Albuquerque. He was there quite frequently when I was a kid. I don't know if they were all consecutive years, but he was there quite a few times. And we went and saw him every time he came. And he was a regular part of our life when we were growing up. I mean, it was Charlie Pride. It was just one of those icons of American history. I mean, of country music history. And one of those that I dearly love. So I'm going to scoot on out of here. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I should have a great report for you on this rendezvous here and coming up this weekend. Got quite a few other things, fun stuff coming up, and got some other classes we're scheduling. And Rights at Risk, we're looking at trying to get some classes going over in Stockton. So if you know anybody that's interested in doing that kind of thing, if you're only 2 hours away there, well, you might be able to come over and see us. Or maybe we could do one where you're at, and they could come from Stockton and see us over there. So anyway, either way. Okay. All right, well, we're going to close up here with a lively little tune that y'all should recognize pretty quick. And we'll see y'all Monday morning. Thanks a bunch. That about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend, but that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all song.